That last song that you just heard was Curtain Call by Vaudeville. And a special surprise, I got Vaudeville on the phone with me right now. What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
How
are you guys feeling?
We are great. We just got done with band rehearsal, so.
Nice.
We're pretty high on life right now.
Getting ready for our big show.
You guys excited to come out here?
Absolutely.
We're excited.
Cannot wait.
Ready to rock and face.
Okay, listeners, like I said, I do have an interview with them. So this is the interview. I'm going to go ahead and start asking Vaudeville a couple questions. I guess you guys can all answer at once, and hopefully we can make out what you guys are saying. But
all at once. We got to and coordinate our answers.
Okay, so first off, I guess we'll start towards the past. How did you guys get started? How did you guys, like, start your band and stuff?
Oh, my goodness. That is a long... long, long story.
How much time do we have to?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can go on and on. So just start going.
It started with me doing solo stuff by myself. I just picked up this keyboard, and I got super into really electronic-style music with vocals, of course. And I went around and did that for a while, and then I met up with some players, started jamming, and I got more of the rock element inside of me. And, yeah, ever since then, I've gone through a few lineups, but I've got the one now, if you know what I mean. I swear, bandmates are like girlfriends.
Yeah.
They come and go, but I think this is the one. So
we've got a five-person relationship.
Yeah.
Hey, we're married. It's Facebook fish.
It is very, yeah. Yeah. It's a good relationship.
okay, that's...
Yeah.
All right, that wasn't that long of a story, though, I mean...
That was me summing it up. I could go on for hours and hours.
Okay. All right, so we now know how you guys got started, but around what time did you guys get started?
Probably when Timmy and John joined the band. I mean, us finding them was the final piece to the puzzle, and once we got them, you know, songs just started flowing the way through. We went to the studio, and everything came together real nice.
Yes, we just finished the record with our producer, Wally. Great guy. We love him to death. And we just got done with the record. We're calling it Vendetta. And we're going to be releasing it around June, early June. I think we're going to plan the CD release for June 8th or June 9th. But we haven't made any final decisions yet. We're going to wait here.
Okay.
4 weeks, and then have that posted up on our site. So make sure everyone check in. And
okay.
And our site, yeah, our site's on www.vaudevillemusic.com. That's our website, and our Facebook page is www.facebook.com/vaudevillemn. And Vaudeville is spelled V-A-U-D-E-B-I-L-L-E for those who get tricked by that silent E in the middle.
There you go. I mean, you spelled it all out for me, so I didn't have to go spell it. So
how was that for promotion?
That was good.
Okay. All right. So what inspires you guys to, like, write this music and play it for the listeners?
Sex and drugs.
Yeah. That was Sam Flagging Cool, which is actually pretty believable.
Can I say sex and drugs on the radio?
No.
Stepped off, really.
Anywho,
I think we just draw it from what we experience in our everyday lives, you know, just based off of real life experiences and how we really feel about everything, and we just portray it through us playing our music, and really, at the end of the day, it's a beautiful thing, and we're glad to share it with everybody.
Okay, that's pretty good. So, music-wise, what influences you? So where do you guys, you know, get your influence from music?
Sex and drugs and appropriate answer again.
Shut it up! Well, like Shaw said, our everyday lives, but are we talking...
I think he's talking about where we draw from.
Yeah, there you go.
Where we get our sound from.
Where do we get our sound from? Like I said, it started with, like, a really electronic, for me, a lot of electronic stuff. A lot of the early 80s music really inspired me. All the 80s music, a lot of it inspired me. Big bands like Depeche Mode. I remember when I was younger, I'd be watching them live videos of them. And man, ever since I've seen those when I was little, I just always wanted to do this. So a lot of the 80s, I think, inspired me personally. Radiohead's a big one for just about everybody in the room.
Yeah.
Radiohead, and obviously, since we're talking electronic, I know we all share a love for Nine Inch Nails, you know, stuff that deeper, darker electronic feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Radiohead, Nine Inch Nails, and, you know, all of us have our own different musical tastes.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So when you guys first started off, you know, you guys got into an open relationship, so everybody knew that you guys were a band, stuff like that, like you guys were talking about earlier, how a band is like a relationship. Where did you guys, like, start off playing? Like, was it, you know, somewhere small, or were you guys instantly big?
Well, our first show was at the Target Center. We sold that one out.
Shut up.
Just kidding.
Can we, like, mute Sam for about 5 minutes?
Okay.
No. Where did we start out playing, Mike?
Small venues.
Yeah.
300-person room.
I think everyone kind of has a few of those shows. I mean, we still have these shows every now and then to this day where we'll play for a crowd of six, you know, and and we love every bit of it. Sometimes it can be a little... what's the word I'm looking for?
Depressing.
I guess. But we still, like, I mean, we like to call them glorified rehearsals, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, and it's, we still have a great time performing, even if it's only four people in the room. But I think that's where we started off. I think every band goes through that when they first start off. They play those shows, and they can just look back and laugh about it.
Okay. okay, so when you guys were contacted by a student here at Waldorf saying, hey, can you come down and play for us, what was your guys' like first reaction? Was it like, ooh, we don't know, or was it like, oh, yeah?
Well, it was hell yes, because we played down there last year, and it was an awesome time, so we're excited to come back and do it again.
Yeah, we were there last year, and
we had a great time.
We had a really good time there, great hospitality. We love Iowa. And we love all you Iowians.
Why? Just
I love corn. Yeah.
Hey, we have a lot of it
up here too.
Yep, yeah. If we could put that, I know they're getting us some pizza when we come down. If we could also get some corn, that would be ideal.
We demand corn at every show.
Okay. So what can we as KZOW do for you guys?
Well, we had that conversation before we officially got on the phone here.
Yeah.
Start playing that new stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, so talk to Tad.
Yeah.
Screwed up.
I know. Tag, I mean.
This is a shout out to Tad.
Hey, Tad.
Dude. You dropped the ball, man.
There you go.
Now, we love you still, man.
We do appreciate everything you guys have played already.
Yeah.
Don't get us wrong. We're really amped about this new album. We think it sounds great. Basically put, well, John, our drummer, definitely put blood into it.
I'm notorious for bleeding all over my kit. So you'll see that on Saturday.
Yeah, come Saturday and you'll see our drummer bleed.
Okay,
We only had three cases where we've had to bring him into the ER, so.
Uh-oh, so should we have, like, an ambulance, like, right outside just in case?
We should. Yeah, you probably should have those guys there.
I mean, if he breaks his finger, he won't be able to walk.
So. Well, I influenced his animal from the Muppets, you know, you didn't see that stuff. So. They did have top three last time.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll make sure you get some of the new tracks off the new album, and we think and we hope everybody's going to just love it. So.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of Tad, he wants to go ahead and say hi to you guys.
All right, put him on.
What up?
Well, I mean, he's not here, but he sent me a message saying, hey, tell him I said hi, because he's listening right now.
Oh, Tad.
So, I mean, he heard your guys' shout out.
Tad, you dropped the ball, dude.
Oh, hey, Tad, I got some popsicles in the freezer for you.
All right, any additional comments for the listeners?
Yes, please go to our website, www.vaudevillemusic.com,
and Facebook.
And our Facebook page. Like us on Facebook, share us on Facebook. And
spread the word.
spread the word because we've got a new record coming out, guys. It's called Vendetta, and it's gonna rock your world.
All right. So we were talking on the phone before I brought you guys live, and I told you the three songs that we have right now is Curtain Call, White Light, and Treason, and that's only as of right now because I'm sure Taz is gonna be getting on it and adding all that new stuff.
Better.
When we send the listeners back to the music, what song would you like to send them back to?
I guess
Treason out of those three for sure. Treason, Treason will be on the new record.
He already played it.
He already played Treason.
So White Light's all we got left then.
Well, Chad should get that music on now. Chad, you dropped the ball, dude.
Well, you know what?
I'm sad. Such a hard time.
Yeah. I know.
Since you guys said Treason, I'll go ahead and throw Treason on there.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to go ahead and go off to. Cool. If you guys just stay on the line, I'll get to you guys right after. So thanks for the interview, guys. Thanks for calling in, stuff like that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Awesome.
See you guys Saturday night.
Yes, you will.
Come out, talk to us, have a good time with us.
Yeah.
All right, so as they said, KZOW listeners, we're going to go back to the music here with Treason here on KZOW 91.9 Active Radio.